This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Walt Disney Company and the Los Angeles Times have come to an agreement of sorts to end what was becoming an embarrassing standoff for Disney. The company had blacklisted LA Times reviewers from reviewing its upcoming feature films, upset over an investigative series the paper had run a couple of months ago. But as critics from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and elsewhere announced they would boycott Disney movies in solidarity with the LA Times, Disney blinked. Make no mistake, though, Disney is by far the most powerful movie studio in Hollywood right now, and it is leveraging that power to maximize profits from the new Star Wars movie that opens just before Christmas. Eric Schwartzel wrote about that in the Wall Street Journal. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What are the terms here that Disney is imposing on all these theaters?
They are unprecedented in their scope. They are going to receive 65% of all ticket sales on this next Star Wars movie. They also can require theaters to hold the theater for 4 weeks. So that means this new Star Wars movie will show in the biggest auditorium at any theater for a minimum of a month.
Even if on, you know, day 28-ish, everybody who's going to see it has seen it and they're playing to an empty house.
Right. And that's a real problem if you only have one auditorium in your whole theater. And so I spoke with some smaller theater owners, like this one guy who runs a theater in Elkader, Iowa, which has a population of about 1,200 people.
Wow.
And he's not showing the new Star Wars movie, which might sound like a bad business move on his part. But he says after 2 weeks, he literally runs out of people to show it to.
Are they doing this, Disney, simply because they can?
Yes, they have unprecedented market power right now. One film buyer I spoke to said they are the most powerful studio maybe since MGM in the 1930s. They have an unbelievable market share. Their movies are guaranteed hits, and they know what they have. And so they can, you know, ask theaters to adhere to these terms, and very few are going to say no.
And they're doing that with fewer movies on the market than most other major studios, right?
Right. They released 13 movies in 2016 and yet had a 26% market share of the total box office. And I think the next highest market share was Warner Brothers, and they had released, I think, more than 20 films that year.
Right, with a smaller market share.
Right.
A word here about the relationship between theaters and studios, and I should have known this, it should have occurred to me, but it dawned on me when I was reading this article. There's actually contractual relationships, right? I mean, the studios sign a contract with Disney that says X, Y, Z, and if you don't do this, then we're going to take, you know, your firstborn child.
Right, right. Or about 5%, which for some theaters after this year is the equivalent of a firstborn child.
Right.
They're not doing so well.
Well, I was just, right. That's the other part of this, is that the box office sales are down, generally speaking, which gives Disney more oomph.
Exactly. And there's been this mantra among theater owners, you know, whenever they have to talk to investors on these conference calls for the past couple quarters, it's just been bad news after bad news. But this mantra that they've been giving is wait until December, wait until December, wait until December. And they just keep saying Star Wars and some other big releases in the fourth quarter will compensate for the losses that they've seen. So you're coming into these negotiations with Disney, the most powerful studio in Hollywood history, with their biggest movie, and theater owners really hurting. You can see how lopsided the leverage has become.
Have you bought tickets yet?
I have not. No.
You get a freebie, right?
Easy way to say this. I usually go to the premiere. But although I haven't gotten invited to this one yet. I don't know how it will go after this story. But
Eric Schwartzel, he covers the film industry for the Wall Street Journal. Eric, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.